It's early Sunday morning, you haven't slept all that well, and you're still rather tired from a long, hard week at work. It's raining, and it's cold outside. Quite frankly, you just don't feel like getting up and going to worship this morning. Maybe you think to yourself, I believe in God. I pray every day. I don't do anything bad or sinful. So do I really have to go to worship services all the time? Can I just go occasionally? Now be honest with yourself. Have you ever felt that way? You know, surprisingly, it's not that uncommon. So, is our attendance absolutely necessary? Well, in order to arrive at the correct answer, we should ask ourselves a few questions first. Number one, is pleasing God the most important thing to you? Remember, Jesus taught his disciples, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments in John 14:15. He also said that only those who fulfill the will of God shall enter into heaven, Matthew 7:21. So with that in mind, listen to what he told the woman at the well. He said, the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him, John 4:23. The fact is, God desires his creation to worship him. Therefore, if we truly want to please God, then we must worship him, and we must do it in a way that he has prescribed in his word. Now, number two, ask yourself, am I thankful for what God has done for me? You see, understanding the scheme of redemption, that is the sacrifice which God and Jesus made on our behalf, John 3:16, well, that should be more than adequate to motivate us to worship God. I'm reminded of when the disciples came face to face with the reality of Jesus' power and his deity by calming the storm which saved their lives. Well, they immediately fell before him and worshiped him, Matthew 14:30-33. And likewise, are you thankful for God's gift of salvation? Well, then show your thankfulness to God by singing praises and worshiping him in his assembly, his church, as we read in 1 Peter 2:9, being part of his special people. Number three, ask yourself, do I want the best for my family and for myself? You know, it's only possible to develop edification and knowledge and brotherly love within a corporate setting. Those things can't be truly learned or increased while in isolation. It's also important to recognize that just being around your fellow Christians can have a major positive impact on your life, both physically and spiritually. And with so many negative influences in the world, we certainly need more positive reinforcement. The church provides that, John 13:35, Galatians 6:2, and 1 Thessalonians 5:11. You see, the church is an organism, more so than it is an organization. And that's because it is called a body, and it's a family. It is one that mourns and rejoices together, and you don't typically find that kind of support in a worldly setting. So worship is yet another way that we build each other up, just like Colossians 3:16 says. Now last, is the salvation of your soul important to you? You see, according to 2 Timothy 2:10, salvation is found in Christ Jesus. That is, one must be in his body, which is the church, according to Colossians 1:18. So in order to be saved, one cannot be saved outside of the church. Just being a member is not all that is required of a disciple. There's no such thing as isolation salvation that's presented in scriptures. So, active involvement in the church is essential, as seen by the examples of the first Christians in passages like Acts 2:44, Acts 11, even in Romans 16 or 1 Corinthians 14. And so this means that our worship is connected to our salvation. Now, if you answered no to any of those questions that we just asked, well, then perhaps you should stay home in bed. See, God only wants those who will worship him in spirit and truth. So in the meantime, ponder this. If you don't like assembling with the saints to worship God, if you don't look forward to lifting up His name in praise with the church at every opportunity available because of the thankfulness in your heart, what do you think you're going to be doing in heaven? You see, Revelation 4 and 5 gives us a glimpse into heaven, and the only thing revealed in that scene is a view of worship. Everyone there was worshiping God. So if we truly want to be prepared for heaven, then let's do as the Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, and worship our God by not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.